with Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So, Tony, it's a big time right now. We have the Arties coming up.
The Artie Awards will be June 2nd. The ballots are coming in this week. It's in Art Voice now, the nominations.
So let me jump in and ask you, for the uninitiated, is this merely Buffalo's version of the Tony Awards?
Merely that.
Is it?
Yes. Yes, that's what it is. That's what it is. And it has raised money for various HIV/AIDS causes. This one's going to the clinic at ECMC. And June 2nd, there's a big event at the Town Ballroom with the red carpet and hosted by me with Charmaine Chi and Alan Trinka.
And when did the Arties start?
I really don't want to say because I started them, but I think it's 24 years ago we did it first at Garvey's Restaurant on Pearl Street.
And the Artie Awards are open to the public?
Sure. There's a charge at the door. It's not a lot of money. I think it's something like $10, which all goes to charity. Everything you would want it to be.
And they go everywhere but Ray Flynn's.
We used to pack Ray Flynn's. Ray Flynn's used to, you know, gear up for a month for Artie Night because, you know, people listening, that was a big theater folk hangout. And everyone used to squeeze into Ray Flynn's and spill out onto the street after the Arties. But Ray Flynn's is no more. It is now the parking lot next to the Catholic Center there. We could go there, I suppose, if it's a night, if it's a nice night.
With a brown bag and right. Put the trunk up and have like a little tailgating thing.
By June 2nd, I'll be in the mood.
Moving along, some actual plays to talk about. Body Awareness.
Body Awareness is up at the Jewish Community Center in Amherst, and it's an Annie Baker play. Annie Baker, who just won the Pulitzer Prize for her play, Flick. This was her first success. It's intriguing because it has the marks of an early work, although her rise has been so quick. I think 2007 to a Pulitzer Prize, that's a very fast ascent. And in this play, a college campus is doing a Body Awareness Week, and the host is hosting an artist who takes pictures of women naked. She has some issues with this. And it's what happens within this family against the backdrop of this conference and this visiting artist. And they do a very good job with a very good cast.
And it's something that is actually a transition that happens with all of the characters.
Indeed. This artist gives some very bad advice to the son of one of these two women, and he acts upon this advice, and it causes tremendous changes. I don't want to give away too much, but yes, everyone ends up changed.
And opening this week, Death and the Maiden.
That's Ariel Dorfman. Do you remember when Ariel Dorfman was here in town for the Babel series? And this is his play about a woman who has been the victim of torture, and she recognizes the man who tortured her, and she tricks him into a situation in which he becomes the captive. And it's a three-person play. It had been done on Broadway with Glenn Close, and this is being done Victoria Perez, Victor Morales, and Rolando Martin Gomez at the Manny Fried Playhouse.
And let's take a trip across the river, and you went to the Shaw Festival.
I did. The one I've really been wanting to see is The Charity That Began at Home by St. John Hankin. I always look forward to the archaeological discovery, what they call the archaeological discovery, the forgotten play, the play from the lifetime of Shaw that was very popular a century ago that no one remembers anymore. And I know a lot of people like to go up, and they'll have no difficulty getting people to go see Cabaret. People like to see the well-known, the familiar titles. I love to see the rediscovered work. And The Charity That Began at Home was pure, unmitigated theatrical pleasure. It is so beautifully staged. The play is so engaging and provocative. And I really, really, if you see one play, take a chance on The Charity That Began at Home.
So that sounds like a lukewarm endorsement to me.
Yeah, yeah. If you make the trip up to Niagara-on-the-Lake, a beautiful, gracious place, why not see the play that you cannot see anywhere else in the world done? I promise you, to perfection, with one of the greatest acting ensembles in the world.
Well, it sounds like a show you want to see, but if you don't see that, there are many shows to see in the area. With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.